What's going on, y'all? I'm back at it with another episode of the Mike Styles Experience. Make sure that you download and share this from whatever platform that you use to get your podcasts on. Thanks for doing that for me. I don't want to be too long on this one, but just had something on my mind that I wanted to talk about real fast. And that's people who shit on the happiness and joy of others. You see, you know, we live in a time where I guess everybody has an opinion about something. I mean, and that's cool and all, but what's not cool is when you get somebody who's hell-bent on shitting on the joy that other people find for themselves, right? And it shouldn't come as a shock that we all want like the same things. And there's nothing wrong with that. But we can't allow ourselves to be so critical or judgmental when it comes to what other people like. You know, to be honest, I mean, it's really none of anyone else's business. But people seem to somehow always inject their opinions into what others like to do. You know. And it's just so easy to talk down on the things that people like to do or the things that people find happiness in. But you want to know what's hard for most people? It's hard for most people to be happy that others are happy. You see? And it's kind of funny to me, man, when I started thinking about it, how, you know, there's some people who like to kick people when they're down or not happy or when they're not at their best moments. You know, because some people do find joy in that. But at the same time, we can also kick people when they're up too. Just because they may not be happy with their situation, you can't let them put that energy onto you. And if you find something that brings you happiness and joy, you have to be protective of it. Don't be concerned with who's going to like it, who's not going to like it. If they like it, cool. If not, it's no big deal. Because I'm just getting tired of seeing people find the things that they like and enjoy, and then to have somebody come along to try to tear it down, right? They try to come in and destroy it. You know, we're all here for a limited amount of time, and we just can't let other people steal that time from us by being concerned about what they like and what they don't like. There are many things that I don't like that other people might like, but I'm not going out of my way to down whatever it is that they like. If they're happy and fulfilled, then who am I? Who am I to question it? But see, what we have is that too many people think that their opinion matters, especially when it comes to the wonderful world of the internet and social media. You know, people think that their opinions are somehow superior to others, right? So, you know, I want to give you some things to remember when you run across those who are trying to tear you down or tear down your joy, or if they've already done so. Now, the first thing I want you to remember is to not share your joy and happiness with just anybody. When we find something cool that we like to do and enjoy, something that brings us happiness, what's the first thing that most people tend to do? They rush to social media, the internet, to tell everybody about it. And I'm not saying that you can't post anything, you know, or whatever, but don't be in such a rush to where you forget that when you put your business out there, it's no longer sacred. It becomes open to discussion. You might get a few likes or whatever, but also understand that it could go the opposite way. And this doesn't just apply online. It also applies when you're offline. I mean, I get it. You know, we want to shout to the world that we found something that makes us happy. But again, understand that not everybody is going to be happy for you. So you have to choose wisely who you share your happiness with. If you have someone who you know that regardless of what you do, they're not happy for your happiness, then don't even involve them. Don't let them get involved in that moment. Now, the next thing I want you to remember is that sometimes you just got to feel the burn. And I say that because we've always been told to have thick skin and not let stuff bother us. And we shouldn't let things bother us, right? But there will be times when you have to let yourself feel that burn. And I'm saying that because it's going to allow you to get over it a lot faster. You know, plus it helps you identify those who, you know, like to be covert, you know, with what they got going on when they try to tear down your stuff. You know, people got this weird way of outing themselves. You know, it brings your naysayers that like to hide. It brings them in focus. So let yourself feel that burn, process it, and then move on. Don't allow yourself to dwell and stew in it. You know what I'm saying? Now, here's another thing that I think most of us forget, and that is protecting the happiness of others. You see, it's really hypocritical that we would talk about how harsh and bad it is for somebody else to burst our bubbles and then turn around and do the same thing to others. We have to put ourselves into the mindset of protecting the moments that people have found for themselves, protecting them. You know, if somebody's excited and happy about their accomplishments, I'm not going to trash talk whatever it is, no matter how, you know, crazy or whatever it is that I might find it to be. And if anything, I want to have them around because who knows, that excitement, that energy, it might rub off on me. So, you know, we got to protect the happiness of others, protect it like it's our own. Now, here's another thing I want you to remember. And that is, you got to stay true to who you are. Stay true to self. Stay true to yourself. Don't forget to stay true to yourself. Don't change what you enjoy just because somebody else doesn't like it. And I know it should be a no-brainer, but there are some people who allow what other people have to say to get to them, and then they start changing themselves. You see, when we're expected to play small, I think we got to do the exact opposite. You know, you can't stop being you and doing what you enjoy, even when somebody criticizes it. Because when you let that stop you, they win. You give your control over to them, and that's something that they know. See, it's easy to hide ourselves in an attempt to keep us from having to experience the moments when your joy and happiness is crushed. Nobody's immune to criticism, but we can't rely on playing it small, so small that we keep ourselves from having our feelings hurt. Like I said, it's gonna burn, but you just gotta stay true to yourself. Don't change who you are just to fit into what other people like. And speaking of self, this is the last thing, man. Stand up for what you like and the things that bring you joy. Again, everybody's not going to like the same things all the time. And honestly, I would be kind of scared if everybody did. You know what I'm saying? But when you find something that you like, something that makes you happy, like I always say, if it's not harmful to you or anybody else, then it shouldn't be a problem. So we got to be able to stand up for the things that we like, the things that makes us happy, because there's way too many unhappy people walking around out here. And I'm talking about the people who can't find happiness in anything that they do throughout their lives. It's like they're walking around on 10 and just can't seem to find the silver lining in anything. you find something that puts you in a mood where you're enjoying the experience, you're happy, you know, stand up and stand on it. No matter how big or small it may be, if you find it, use it, and don't let anybody shit on it. Don't let anybody make you feel bad about it. We all have things that we like and don't like, but it's not our job to tell other people that we don't like it and why they shouldn't like it. So, focus on self. Stand up for what you like. Don't share your moments with just anybody. Stay true to yourself. Don't be afraid to feel that burn. And protect the happiness of others. So that's been this episode, y'all. Just something I had on my mind. Everybody stay safe. And I'll see y'all on the next one. Peace.